Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
Hey everyone, it's Wednesday, July 29th, and this is the LA Report. I'm Leo Duran. Today, California lawmakers address Washington's inaction on pandemic relief, a debate on whether to fine people who litter protective gear, and the ongoing fight in Orange County over the reopening of school campuses. We first check in with Jackie Fortier, who's here with the latest pandemic updates from LA County officials.
Yeah, more children in LA are being hospitalized due to COVID-19 than ever before. Currently, it totals in the dozens. The largest increase has been in kids over the age of 12, so mostly teenagers. We also got an update on the number of children in LA County who have been diagnosed with a rare new syndrome associated with the coronavirus. It's known as multisystem inflammatory syndrome in children, or MIS-C. It causes inflammation in the heart, lungs, kidneys, brain, skin, as well as the gastrointestinal organs. There have been 16 cases in LA County. The youngest is 4 months old. Health officials did say that no children have died of the virus in LA, but there have been multiple pediatric deaths across the country.
With the $600 per week federal pandemic benefit expiring and uncertainty about its renewal in Washington, California lawmakers are considering stepping in and offering supplemental employment insurance from the state. With more, here's David Wagner.
Right now, millions of Californians are getting this extra $600 per week in unemployment benefits, and that's thanks to federal legislation that was passed early on in this pandemic. But those payments are going away, and so far, Congress hasn't come up with a plan to replace them. So now California lawmakers are saying the state could step in to fill the gap. Because if that money does go away, unemployed workers in California would get a median payment of just $339 per week. And that's obviously not enough to cover the high cost of living here. Now, where would this money come from, though? You know, the state would have to borrow money from the federal government to pay these benefits and then pay it back through higher taxes on employers. And some experts I spoke to said that those tax hikes could really hurt our chances at economic recovery. But nothing's set in stone yet. California lawmakers are still waiting to see if Congress reaches a compromise before they move forward with this state plan.
You've probably seen some now familiar protective gear on your walks: gloves, masks, and other pandemic detritus. And some of these items could be contaminated. Now there's some debate over whether PPP litterers should be fined. Following this story for us is Caroline Champlin.
So that debate just turned into action today because the LA City Council has decided to raise the fine for littering PPE. That's now $250, up from $200 from littering regular trash. And Councilmember Bob Blumenfield authored this motion. He told me that the concern is that essential workers are going to pick this up. It could be contaminated and they could get sick. And he sort of posed this idea that you could go to any place, any parking lot right now and find it. And so I took him up on that and I went on a little trash scavenger hunt today, which is something that could only be fun when you've been stuck inside for months. So I went to Target and I looked around the parking lot and I found a ton of stuff. I found like a little kid's mask with Donald Duck and Goofy on it that some kid probably dropped out of the car. I found a bunch of gloves that were piled up on carts. I didn't see anybody like littering actively at the supermarket, but Bob Blumenfield is realistic about that. He doesn't expect to catch everybody. He doesn't have an idea for like a PPE police to watch people. He just wants the threat to be out there that if you do this, you will get in trouble, or you could get in trouble.
And finally, with the fall school semester just weeks away, Carla Javier reports on the continuing fight in Orange County over whether campuses can reopen safely for in-person learning.
Yeah, Orange County really has become a battleground in the debate over if, when, and how schools could reopen. It's one of the counties on the COVID-19 watch list, which means under the state guidance and directives released earlier this month, schools there have to do distance learning only until it's off the list for at least 2 weeks. Now, the County Board of Education, the Orange County Board of Education, takes issue with that and voted 4-0 with one trustee absent to file a lawsuit, even though most public comments at a meeting asked the board not to do that. Still, the board said in a statement that it believes only offering distance learning violates students' constitutional rights. So they hope by filing a lawsuit that they can get a court order that will give parents the option of sending their kids back to school campuses for in-person learning.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at las.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.